This time of year, it's hard to avoid thinking about romantic love and all that comes with it. As window displays transition from snowflakes to hearts, something besides just insufferable Valentine's Day posts is on the horizon. Because for the birds of the world, spring brings about a different type of PDA, the cloacal kiss.
Because the male chicken does not have external organs as such, what they do is they basically court the female, mount the top of the bird, basically do a rock on the back of the bird, and do what most people call a wet kiss.
That's Philip Clower, associate professor in Penn State's Department of Animal Science. This wet kiss that he's talking about, otherwise known as the cloacal kiss, may sound sweet and tender. It's anything but.
Yeah, well, it can be kind of violent, actually, because the male actually, to get control of the female, basically grabs the female, typically by the back of the neck, the feathers or something at the back of the head to get a hold, and then basically jumps on top with both of its claws and holds on with its 2 feet and claws on the back of the wings or the back of the female. And then they basically do a rocking motion. And when they produced the sperm for the female to be activated, they basically just try getting the semen to come in contact with the female's vent. So it's a vent-to-vent action.
In simple terms, here's how it works. All chickens have cloacas. It's kind of like a hodgepodge of all the human holes in one. Like a triple threat, genitals, anus, and urethra, all together. So with this mega hole, chickens can reproduce and excrete. But it's not limited to chickens. In fact, reptiles, birds, amphibians, and even some fish and mammals have one. The outer area of the cloaca is called the vent. Both birds need to connect this vent to reproduce. But just like with humans, for chickens, looks aren't everything. Flocks have a distinct pecking order that's often dominated by females, Clower says. But it's the personalities of the other birds that the highest hens pay attention to.
It all goes back to personalities. And, you know, the mood of the bird or whatever at the time. I mean, so, you know, whoever's at the top of the order basically works themselves there, and they're the alpha basically of the flock. And then it goes all the way down from that down to the lowest order. And anytime something gets disrupted within that flock, there's a new battle for social order. So it can change dramatically over a period of time.
But in large-scale commercial chicken farming, the fate of the mating season isn't just left up to the chickens themselves. Farmers intervene by separating the birds, feed-restricting them, and controlling their light exposure for maximum fertility. But some birds need a little extra help. Many chickens have feathers that sit close to the body, but there are exceptions. Take, for example, the cochin. To the naked eye, this chicken might just appear giant. And it is, but it also has soft plumage that makes it even larger. This can make finding the vent a little difficult. So what do scientists and farmers do? They quite literally stroke their cocks, or turkeys. No, not like that.
Feathers get in the way and it just makes a mess all over the feathers, but it doesn't really get into the vent. Commercially, like in turkeys, for instance, all commercial turkeys are 100% artificially inseminated. Because they are so large, the mechanical process of mounting the females and so forth really can hurt the females badly. So to prevent the females from getting hurt severely, what we do is we have stud farms in which there's actually a way of collecting. There's a way of milking the semen from the males. And what they do is they stimulate the back of the bird and then have a pipette that collects the semen. So when the male semen comes to the surface from basically stroking the back is what they do just to stimulate it. When it comes to the vent, they remove that with a hose apparatus that sucks it clean. And then they can extend that. And then they can go to the female flocks and they have inseminating crews that basically get the female to expose herself. And they put a special pipette into her, the opening of her uterus and basically inject a certain amount of semen into that area.
So with that information, enjoy your Valentine's Day. But remember that lovebirds is just a phrase and actual bird relationships aren't quite as lovely. For WNUR News, I'm Helen Bradshaw.